you don't have to.
Yeah, just before dusk, they come in by themselves.
So you've never heard them called?
No, we don't even have a dog that takes. We have a watch dog to keep them from being stolen, but not one that brings them.
Well, what do you call the male and the female of the sheep?
In Spanish, it's borrego y borrega.
Do you ever hear anything in English?
An E-W-E, what's the word? We know that there's a word for a male and a female, but we don't have that. We have merino sheep. Merino.
Is that a type of sheep?
Yes.
What do you call the male? Do you call them a ram or a buck or anything like that?
In English, you do. In Spanish, we only say...
Which would you call them in English? A ram or a buck or...
A ram.
So it's just a borrero or...
Borrego, borrego.
Borrego. And do people milk cows?
Chivato. We have cattle that can be milked. However, I don't think it's worth it if you have to go through the process of pasteurizing. So I just buy the milk.
Does anybody around here keep cattle for milking? Keep cows for milking?
I imagine very few people do. However, we do milk the cows for the pigs. The pigs get the milk. We have pigs also.
Well, now tell me, where do you keep the cows when you're going to milk them? Do you have a place?
They come into that corral I'm telling you about.
So is there any place you would keep them out in the pasture? Or maybe if you take a piece of the fence and just close them off in the corner of the pasture?
No, they just come to that special place they all call home.
Just into the corral and under the roof or something?
Yes.
And you say you have pigs?
Yes.
Where do you keep them?
Near, but not together, the cattle.
So do you have a pen or...
Yes, we have a pen. It has a swimming pool. They have to have their swimming pool.
And does that have a roof on it, any part of that?
Yes.
Now that shelter, what do you call it, where you keep the hogs or the pigs?
Chiquero is what we call it.
Does that mean...
Chiquero, bueno, it would mean the pig's house.
So it has a roof?
Yes. Only an area, only a corner has a roof. The rest of it doesn't. It's usually under a tree.
So they can get under the tree to get out of it, the weather. Well, when you were a child, I know you had electricity, but I suppose some people out did not have electricity, you know. Where did they keep things cool, like milk and cheese?
They didn't have to keep anything cool. Like, remember, they would milk the cows in the morning and milk them in the afternoon. So there was no need to have a refrigerator. Cheese, they would make them in the morning and have them ready by the afternoon.
So they didn't keep...
Everything was always fresh.
Did you ever hear of any place to keep something cool? Maybe a low place?
Some people in the north are said to have rooms underground, but the people in our part of the country never have anything like that.
Well, what do you call the place where they pasteurize milk and all that now? The place where it's done is perfect, you know.
La lechería.
What do you call it, la lechería in English?
The dairy.
Would you ever have a dairy? Have you ever heard of a dairy in the house, a place to keep things cool?
No.
And what about where you keep the stock together, you know, that area that we were talking about?
The pantry?
Well... I mean the animals, where you keep all the, where you keep the cows and
stables. We never have stables.
Well, what about the area where you feed them all? You know,
at the corral.
So the corral is the place where you feed. What do you do you feed them all at the same time?
Well, what my husband does is he throws hay. Like cattle are always in herds, so when he honks his horn, they all come to one particular place in the ranch.
Oh, yeah.
And he just throws the hay there. And then, of course, they have drinking water places scattered all over the ranch.
Well, is there a place, is there a time of day that he does that, and he feeds them?
Yes, in the afternoon.
So does he say it's getting on to a certain time?
No,